This is Radio North Sea International, broadcasting from 51 degrees, 42 minutes, 30 seconds north, 1 degree, 17 minutes east, and 244 meters, 1230 kilocycles in the medium wave band, and in FM and channel 43, 100 megacycles. With offices in Zurich 8047 in Switzerland, this is Europe's only all-day music station, Radio North Sea International. And the following is a statement issued by the directors of Radio North Sea International. When Radio North Sea International first began broadcasts, it soon became apparent our transmissions were causing interference with lifeboat service broadcasts. And for this reason, Radio North Sea International changed frequency to 244 meters. This frequency was chosen so that it would not interfere with any emergency broadcasts, nor would it interfere with any legally authorized broadcasting station. The interference that you can hear on 244 meters is intentional, and so designed to discourage Radio North Sea International bringing you the programs you want to hear. Radio North Sea International, having done nothing illegal, has received no official complaints and therefore presumes it is other broadcast transmissions that are causing interference on 244 meters. Radio North Sea International further presumes that these transmissions which caused the interference will cease and allow Radio North Sea International to bring you the programs that you want to hear on 244 meters, 1230 kilocycles. Butterscotch, and it's number six again this week. Don't you know? This is Duncan Johnson with you until three on Radio North Sea International. If you're driving around this afternoon, do take it easy and don't be a litter bug. If you're enjoying your drive and you've got some litter, do save it and put it in the rubbish bins, dust bins, wherever you stop. Don't throw it out on the road. Save the roads and the scenery for others to enjoy as well. This summer, really get away from it all. You want to get away to sun and warmth, where the water's clear and blue and beaches are nice and sandy. So fly to sunny Spain, Mallorca, or the Canary Isles and really enjoy yourself this summer. Iberia will fly you in comfort to your summer sun spot. Fly Iberia and get the service you'd expect only from the best.
Back road. I've loved you much too long. My love.
Traveling band. You're listening to Radio North Sea International, broadcasting in 244 meters, 1230 kilocycles, and in FM at channel 43, 100 megacycles. And we wish to apologize for the interference that you can hear on 244 meters, but there's nothing that we can do about it. We've attempted to have the people stop it, but it doesn't mean a thing. There are some people there in Rochester now, a big crowd of people, trying to convince them that they're wrong as well. But there's nothing we can do about it at the moment, so we just have to learn to live with it. The time is now 15 minutes past one.
You're gonna do this whole thing.
was the Merseybeats, and that was a hit for them in Britain. A few years ago, a Burt Bacharach, Hal David composition, Wishing and Hoping, and Dusty Springfield had a hit of that in America and several other countries around the world. But in Britain, the Merseybeats, Wishing and Hoping. Title to introduce this next record, which is a very special treat that I promised for you this afternoon. It's a record that I recorded about 2.5 years ago. I met a music publisher, well, I'd known him for some time, music publisher and record man, and he asked me if I would record a thing written by Barry Fantoni, which I thought was going to be something very funny, very comical and all the rest of it. Then he showed me the words to it, and I said, well, as long as he promises to send a copy to my mother in Canada, I will record it for him. So that's what happened, and this is what it sounds like.
It must have been a wonderful sight on that first day of time when, with his plans drawn up before him, the great architect set about his gigantic task. From the largest mountain to the smallest creature, everything was to be perfect to the very last detail. Into years, and the years into seasons. The first he called spring, painting the earth with the colors of the rainbow. It was to be a time for the young. The second season he named summer, when the earth would be bathed in the sun's rich goodness. Next he named the autumn, and gave these days to harvesting. Finally, he put aside a time to rest. This last season he called winter. All was now ready for the final and most himself. But man was to be no robot. He was given a soul and a mind, free to make its own decisions. He was given a choice to love or hate, to forgive or punish. And likewise, it was left to man to say, thank you.
Recorded, it was released a little over 2 years ago. It was the second record on the Spark record label. I think they've had trouble having hits ever since that record was released. Well, as a matter of fact, they've never had a hit on their label, as far as I know. But they haven't released that many records. When they start releasing like that, they don't get all that many good ones. It's called The Big Architect, and it was written by Barry Fantoni, and my mother liked it. These are the Beatles from Let It Be.
My baby said he's driving on a one after 909. I said, move over, honey, I'm traveling on that line. I said, move over once, move over twice. Come on, baby, don't be so tight. Said he's driving on the one after 909. I'm picking up the door and I'm picking on my bed at me. Driving on a one after 909.
after 9:09. You're listening to Radio Nordsee International, broadcasting from 51 degrees 42 minutes 30 seconds north, 1 degree 17 minutes east, and 244 meters, 1230 kilocycles in the medium wave band, and in FM and channel 43, 100 megacycles. It's now 29 minutes past 1. The following is the letter as printed as the lead in the letters column of the Times of May the 28th. The sound heard throughout the bank holiday weekend of a ship-borne radio station constantly altering its operating frequency in the medium wave band, hotly pursued but never quite caught by a Ministry of Posts and Telecommunications jamming transmitter may be amusing, but serious matters are involved in this little exercise. Britain has become the third country in the Western Hemisphere to operate a jamming transmitter, the other countries being Spain and Rhodesia. This policy has been consistently rejected as a legitimate broadcasting activity by every democratic country in the world, even under extreme circumstances. The reason given for this new departure in British broadcasting is that the station involved, by operating on an unauthorized frequency, is causing interference to the BBC 1214 kilocycle Radio 1 broadcasts to Eastern England. No mention is made of the fact that of over 500 European stations using the medium wave band, no less than three-fifths are on unauthorized channels according to the Copenhagen plan. No mention either of the fact that several of these stations already cause severe interference to BBC stations. The 1214 kilocycle channel, which the minister is taking such pains to protect, is rendered unusable every day by such stations in several parts of the country. Why, it may be asked, has just one station been singled out among so many? I suggest that it has more to do with the government's dislike of commercial broadcasting than with any frequency agreement considerations. This view is further supported by the fact that the minister sanctions the use by the BBC of several unauthorized frequencies. The BBC may be heard daily on 15070 kilocycles, an aeronautical frequency, on 12095 kilocycles and 9410 kilocycles, both fixed utility service channels, as arranged by the International Telecommunications Union. Perhaps the minister should look at activities nearer home before setting out to police the activities of broadcasters which are outside his jurisdiction. And the letter was signed by Desmond Colling, editor of Contact, the World DX Club magazine. And the foregoing letter appeared as the lead in the letters column of the Times of May the 28th, 1970.